What a power is love. There's a beautiful tune that a dear friend recently sang at an informal devotional experience. It's a very simple tune, and the words go something like this. What a power is love. It is the most wonderful, the greatest of all living powers. Love gives life to the lifeless. Love lights a flame in the heart that is cold. Love brings hope to the hopeless and gladdens the hearts of the sorrowful. In the world of existence, there is indeed no greater power than the power of love. Baha'i Writings. While I found the lyrics online, I was unable to find the version of the song that this person sang. Too bad I didn't record it. There were a number of things that struck me about this song and the accompanying lyrics, and the implications for our life and work. Love is a power. First, the notion that love is a power. I have always associated an emotion or feeling with love, despite Huey Lewis and the news assertion. Upon reflection, I think it truly is a power, a force, an influence on our own selves and on others. As regular readers know, I have the opportunity to work with adult learners. Like younger learners, we can all just tell when another person genuinely loves us. It's a sixth sense. And the reverse is also true. We can tell when another person is indifferent towards us, or even worse, demonstrates animosity. What a power is love. Love is a living power. I'm not entirely sure what the author of this quote meant by this. Not only is it a power, but it is a living power. I wonder if the idea of love giving life, of taking on its own life, of constantly evolving and changing in our dealings and relationships with others, or other notions might be included. In my own work and life, I see how love changes over time. When we were a child, love was highly connected with meeting our needs from our parents, siblings, friends, etc. As we got older, love maybe became associated with desires, as in, I love Coca-Cola, or I love chocolate. Of course, love also evolves toward intimate relationships, possibly the birth of a child, love for colleagues and or our work, love for students in our classrooms, schools, or district, and more. No greater power than love. And then the song drops this bombshell. In the world of existence. Seriously? In the world of existence? In all of existence? Like, love is a greater power than wind, solar, gas, fission, fusion, and who knows what all other powers exist in the world of existence? Sheesh. Are we talking hyperbole? Maybe. Maybe not. What I do know is that I can think of more than one person with whom I have worked whose heart was softened with love. People who were able to grow and develop beyond their own imaginations through love. Individuals who had incredible impacts on the world because of love. I also imagine my own personal journey and my love of learning, love of serving, love of engaging with others. All of these and more were because of love, the power of love to change ourselves and to change each other. Maybe love is, after all, a most wonderful power, the greatest of all living powers. Maybe Huey Lewis and the news were right after all. Questions for reflection. How does love manifest in your personal and professional life? In what ways might you leverage the power of love to better yourself and serve others? And the rib review. Y'all have surely heard of Michelin stars, right? The best food in the world, rated with 1 to 3 of those little fancy doodads. And I've always imagined that a Michelin-starred restaurant would be out of my budget, some fancy tie-and-jacket-only type of eating establishment. Well, I was wrong, at least on this one Michelin-starred restaurant. The Polite Pig in Orlando is both casual and amazing. The ribs need no sauce, fall off the bone deliciousness that simply cannot be beat. The sides, though, are also out of this world. I'm not sure what all they do to their Brussels sprouts. Just know that these by themselves could be an entire meal. and more than one patron had two sides of Brussels for their entire meal. The other sides we had were also incredible, but the ribs and Brussels are so indelibly imprinted on my mind that the others just fade away. Although we were only in Orlando for 3.5 quick days, we went to the Polite Pig twice. Until next time, have a great month.